Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Somerville man is being held on bail, facing charges that he called in bomb threats to the UMass Boston campus in Dorchester. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports security cameras played a role in the arrest.
Two bomb threats were called in to the UMass Boston campus over a five-day period starting a week ago today. Both times, Wheatley Hall, one of the original classroom buildings at the UMass Boston campus, was evacuated. Students weren't sure what was going on. Freshman Anna Maria Ronain was turned away as she arrived for class but was not told why.
I just started walking over there and people told me to not go over there.
Campus police were joined by Boston and state police using canine units to sweep the building for explosives and found none. Dwayne Lehman is director of communications at UMass Boston.
We take those reports very seriously and we will err on the side of caution. Certainly everybody is, of course, also in a heightened state of awareness now given the anniversary of the marathon bombings.
That first call came in about 12:45 last Thursday afternoon and was traced to a payphone at the Davis Square MBTA station in Somerville. 5 days later, this past Tuesday, the second call came in. It was traced to a payphone on Tremont Street near the Park Street MBTA station in Boston. Authorities were able to use footage from surveillance cameras showing a man identified as UMass Boston student Dean Beckford in the immediate area of each payphone at the time each call was made. Beckford, who's 29 years old and lives in Somerville, has been charged with two counts of making a bomb threat and is being held on $20,000 cash bail. He's due back in court May 19th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.